Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Kyrie has the rebound. Long lead ahead of the field. Horford waiting there. Portis puts his hands out on Al, looking around, calculating his options. Works his way to the mid-block. Pounds it a couple of times. Turns back to his left. Falls away, and that's money.
Wow. Great patience on Al's part. Seeing that no double team was coming. Make him pay.
Al's got 18. Kyrie a double-double now with 10 assists. Celtics become the Celtics again in the fourth quarter, and they pull away from the Wizards, winning a 107-96. The losing streak is over. Al Horford joins us from the locker room. There's so many different elements of this game, and really what I thought was an interesting day, even going back to shoot around and just the general feeling around the team. We can talk about this game, the defense, the momentum changes, but I got to start with Aaron Baines going completely bald with the shit. What is the reaction? That, to me, is the kind of thing that can divide a team, like just emotionally just take everybody out of their game.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I actually saw it. He posted it on Instagram before the game, and I couldn't believe it. And then, he gets here, but, hey, you know, whatever it takes to get him back on the floor.
We watched the fourth quarter tonight in which there was that sequence of scrambles and steals and guys diving to the floor, and all of a sudden it felt like, man, that we saw a lot of that last year. The crowd has been waiting for it. They feed off it. And all of a sudden, in like the blink of an eye, it feels like you guys are completely connected again.
It was good to see. I think that Portland game, we started to play more in that way. I like to call it the Celtic way, and the way that we expect to play. And tonight we carried it over. Had some lapses there in transition defense. But besides that, I like the effort from the group.
And that effort that you're talking about, you go up and down the roster, it seems that you guys got contributions with pretty much everyone who stepped on the floor. But it seems those contributions, while we can recognize the points, there seem to be a lot of multiple effort plays defensively, guys getting after loose balls, getting those 50-50 balls. How important is it for you guys to get back to doing that, not just against teams like Washington, but doing it more consistently?
Well, it has to be who we are. We have to be consistent, and we're in the point of the season. We're kind of beating a dead horse talking about it all year. So this is the time to do it, and hopefully we learn from this and we start that, because Sunday that's going to be a handful for us, and we got to we need all that effort.
With the Houston Rockets coming in, is it fair to say it just felt, even with the loss the other night, there was almost this turn to positivity after the game? I really thought it shoot around today. There was an energy about it, and even in the room before the game tonight, and it translated, I thought, in the start of the game. It almost felt that whether it was a cue from Mook just saying that his sentiment, expressing it, you know what, we're going to get out of this and things are going to be okay. It felt like there was a lot of positive energy today. Did it feel like that?
I think, like I said, we were encouraged after that Portland game. Obviously disappointed. We wanted to win. But we all understood that we need to, be even tighter in these situations. And losing like that is no fun. And I think that, the group, it was important for us to come out and respond the way that we did tonight. I felt like our energy was good defensively, and we had good focus for most of the game.
Did you even unpack, or did you just keep a bag in the corner of the room? Because you're going back out for 9 days.
I haven't even taken my bag out of the car.
That's a vet move right there, Al.
I got to do that, when I get home and repack.
That laundry turnaround, man.
Yeah.
It gets us every time. All right, Al, we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, sounds good.
Al Horford joining us from the Celtics locker room. Celtics win at 107-96.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.